this journey that the important thing was to bring the prophetic word into people's lives, because it always amazes me the things that God says to folk. Because, you know, when he's speaking, he could be talking about all the great world-shaking things you're going to do and, well, you know, just these grand things. But he just talks about stuff like where your missing socks are after they come out of the dryer. And just little stuff that you'd think, why would God be interested in that little thing? But it always amazes me, because what it shows me is that God really cares about us. Amen. Not just the great things we're going to do for him, but just the little things about us, just like a mom and a dad care about their own kids. And the little things, that little painting they draw that hangs on the refrigerator like a Picasso, you know, that little work of art. And it might not mean a thing to anybody else, but to us, it's a treasure, you see. And that's the way God is with us. And so that's why sometimes he says the things that he does. And you may wonder, well, what does this have to do with my ministry or this? You see, well, the thing is, probably all the things you were worrying about are never going to happen anyway. And all these great concerns you have about all this earth-shattering stuff's going to amount to nothing. But what you need is to know the most of all that he loves you so much and that he's with you. And so I would just invite you to come. I'm not going to try to call people out today. There are some folks here that may have already received some prophetic ministry. I don't know. We've been doing it all weekend. If you're here, just sort of hold back, if you will. So that, but those of the rest of you, just come as you will. If you're here as a husband and wife team, then just come up together. If not, then just come up as you are. But I'd like to have two in the chair at a time. And so whoever wants to come, get the ball rolling. Let's go. Hallelujah. Now, the thing here is I'm just acting as the mouth. We are a body, and we all have different roles to play. So the more you pray with me in the Spirit, why, the better the flow. Amen? And so otherwise, I might just nod off. I shouldn't have had that extra piece of cake, I can tell you that. But I can resist anything but temptation. I don't know about you. We won't send that home to anybody. If that shows up on Facebook, I'll know where it came from. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just say, I'm going to ask you to just clearly speak your word, because this is going to be recorded by somebody and you'll be able to find it. So,
give me your names.
Sue Davis.
Claire Moody.
Just the first name is okay. The Lord knows who you are. Sue and Claire, right? Father, we just thank you for these dear ladies and how they've come today, expectant, Father, seeking fellowship, seeking you, just open to whatever you want to do for their life. And so here we are in your midst. I lift them up before you, and we pray. El de nutre midi de te kidi de shatara babola huku rumba duduma moshende ke curiosai erando bruse bele de ke te trise kidi di ande te shatala babahata ambro nun trukisto sandre shatai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sis, I see you just, you're like you got a little list in your hand, and it's little things you write down. And, you know, maybe even check them off as you do them. And to hear the Lord saying to you that that's the way he's called you to be, because he's called you to take care of the little things, because the big things will end up taking care of themselves when you do. And so it's not about having a great world vision, but it's about seeing what's in front of you and the things that need to be done, the needs that need to be met, and finding in Christ the grace to work in those areas. And so he's called you to be a lady who's aware. And sometimes awareness can be overwhelming at times. And so God's giving you grace to be able to sort through things. And it'd be almost like you write a list and then you say, well, maybe these things don't really need to be on this list. And he's going to give you great grace in the days to come, because there's a lot of needs coming your way. a lot of situations that are going to require your prayer and even your insight into some things. And you're going to find yourself speaking out of knowledge of God and wisdom that comes from God, not just earthly stuff that you've read in a book, but these are going to be supernatural things that God's going to give. He's going to give you supernatural ideas. Supernatural ideas that are going to bear fruit in people's lives. And some of it you may not even know exactly how it's to work out or the way it's to be implemented, but someone else is going to hear that idea and say, I know what to do with that. You've given me an idea, and they're going to be able to jump on board with that and really use that as a means to springboard into some situations. And so it's sort of like prophetic knowledge that's coming to you, and things that you're just seeing that are, you know, they're not necessarily apparent to the ordinary, I was going to say normal, but the ordinary person. But you're able to see them because of that mantle that's on your life, and it's going to come out in real. It's about practical life, you see. That's where your power is. It's in the practical life. It's not in the way out here, you know, world vision, world, but it's like here, now, in your face. And God has anointed you for that, so bless you. Lord, we lift our dear sister up to you, Father. Sister Sue, Father, pour out your grace upon her, Father. You know, we have a saying, I don't know, it's charity begins at home. And I just see your house and your kitchen as a place where charity flows. And, you know, charity is not just, you know, it's not taking care of the poor. It's the love of God, isn't it? See, that's where it starts. That's what charity really means. It's the love of God. And I just see your home, your kitchen, your life as a fountain of that love of God. And that it reaches out and it's ministered to family, it's ministered to friends, it's ministered to hurting people. Because you're a person that one can go to and receive comfort. Because that's in your heart. You're like a nurse in the spirit. And I don't know, are you a nurse in real life? Have you done that? But you could have been. You've got that thing about you that wants to help people, wants to care people, wants to bring them a cup of chicken soup when they got a cold and make sure they're comfortable in their chair. And that's just that caring nature that God is producing. That's a side of him that he has allowed people to see through you. And it has impacted their lives over the years. And there's people going way back in your life because this is not a new thing. This is something that you've been doing for a long time. And it's not even that, like it's being done by design. It's just a natural outgrowth of who you are. But it's a great grace that God has given to you and a great grace that he's given to the church through you. So bless you. Bless you. Amen. Whoop, you're sorry. You got to move quick around here. All right. We almost had a collision back there. That's all right. Who else wants to come? Come. Praise God. So, Brother Tony and Brother Richard, it's good to have the name tags there. Thank you, Father, for these two precious brothers that have come to sit before you. We lift them up into your presence, and we ask you, dear God, to minister what they need to hear this morning, Father, what you wish to say to them out of your heart, Lord. Come on, church, now you're just looking. You need to be, you're lagging here. Pray with me. Hallelujah. Brother Richard, you know, Paul said, I've discovered that when I'm weak, I'm really strong. And I don't know all that means, but wholeness comes out of brokenness. And God has taken you through some things, and you've wondered whether it would be the undoing of you, but instead it's the making of you. He's building strength and power in you and compassion, and there's a new faith that's being birthed inside of you that's been sort of stuff piled over it over the years, but because of stuff and things, it's like this doesn't matter anymore, and I don't care about that, and who cares about that? And you're just coming back to the basics of faith, that childlike faith that Christ said we should have. You're being drawn back to it, and it's not like it's childlike at all. It's very big in God, and I mean, it's childlike in one way, but it's not childish. And, you know, God is building something in you through the things that you've suffered and the things you've endured, and the things you've asked, why, Lord, and God doesn't answer. He just says, trust me, because he's building you into the man you always wanted to be. But he had to tear some things down first and get some things out of the way. And that preaches easy, but it lives hard. You know, it's easy to stand up and preach that behind the pulpit. When it starts happening, it's tough, but the grace of God is upon you. And I hear him saying that your day of rejoicing is at hand. And the time of these extreme things are coming to an end. And you're going to find yourself walking in a new freedom and a new liberty. And when you look at the world, you're going to look at it through new eyes. Things are going to look different to you. Situations that just were, you know, heartrending. I mean, it's not like you don't care, but it's like you've come into a new place and you have new answers. God bless you, brother. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we lift Brother Tony up before you, Lord. Rikebisete shapalakatai. Durmisingre son tel tashdebo sopratete. Bachumanere mitende ketiete siterete shatai. Hallelujah. 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 Patience is a hard thing to get, isn't it, brother? I want patience and I want it now. But it just comes by hard times, doesn't it? Patience cometh through tribulation. And God has developed a fine level of patience in you. And because of it, you're in a position in the spirit to bring people through into things because you don't give up. Some folks have all the answers and they give all the answers, and when they don't get results, they say, well, he just didn't want it or he did. But see, that's not you. That's not your spirit. You sort of latch onto a thing and you don't want to turn it loose until you see it come into what you've had vision for. You planted corn, and when peas come up, that's not what I planted. You know, I mean, you're a man of singular faith, and some people have faith that they could just, but your faith is, man, it's like a person, like a sniper up on a hill. He's not firing a shotgun out. He can nail a target at 1,000 meters with no problem. And that's your faith. You've got that kind of faith. And God has put that in you. And it hasn't been an easy process for you. But he's brought you to this place because you're going to lead many people into real healing, real liberty, real answers, you see. And so, you know, it's you're going to say, you know what, I wouldn't want to go through that anymore. But I'm glad I did, because it's the richest thing God has ever done for me. Amen? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, brothers. Well, I guess people are just shifting their way forward. I see. Yeah, that's good. That's right. No pushing. There's plenty of time. I won't quit till we're done. That's good. I'm glad to see people wanting to hear something from God. Amen. And Sister Jillian and Brother Philip, you husband and wife? That's good, because you have the last same name. Yeah. That was handy, wasn't it? Yeah. Thank you, Lord, how you did that. Thank you, Father, for just your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Misha Babasatai. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's an old saying, a taut ship is a happy ship. I don't know what all that means, but it sounds nautical and it sounds good. But I see in you a couple that between you, there's a taut ship. things aren't just left to go their own. The hatches are battened down, the ropes are tied off, nobody's going to trip and fall overboard. And it's in your spirit to see things done the right way. And it isn't because you're perfectionists, but it's because you see what's possible when you really do what God says. And so you're not sloppy about the things of God. There's something in you that wants it done right. But that, yet there's a grace in you that allows for mistakes and people to grow. But it's, you don't throw the bottom line out. You don't throw away the blueprint. You always have it in front of you, and you have this sense of the way things should be. And you're not going to be happy until they come to that place. And the reason is because God has put that in you, not to just settle. You know, and in America, that people went west. We call them settlers, and they go in a certain place and stop. And some people had a destination in mind. They wanted to get to Oregon. They wanted to get to California. Other people just, you know, they got into a certain spot and said, we're just tired of this. We're just going to settle here. And they settled short of where they really wanted to be. You're not going to settle short. You're not going to just settle for what... Because there's something in you that sees the prize. It's in your faith. And God's going to put it within your spiritual ability and your giftings and folks that he gathers around you. He's going to put it into you to see that become a reality. So, Father, we just release blessing and anointing upon this called couple. Bless them. Strengthen them, Father God, and give them things that they need. They don't even know they need them yet, Father, but they're waiting in the quarters for them, Father. Gifts, people, money, circumstances, help in time of need. Bless them, oh God, and release them in Jesus' name into the best years of their life, Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless you. All right, well, you made it. Leaped over three people, knocked an old lady out of the way, but here you are. No, I'm just kidding. There you go.
Ellie
and Daniela. Father, we just thank you for this precious couple, Father, and they've come from a long way to be here, and through various circumstances and various roads, their road has been around little and tiny mountain roads that would make your hair stand on end. It's been through all kinds of hairy situations, and here they are, Father, today, right before you in our very presence, and we honor who they are and what they've done and their very commitment to you, O God, for they are kingdom children, Father, of the highest level. Bless them. Bless them today. Speak to them. Encourage them, Almighty God. Min yete so quido iriando melto Christa basto meniorobos I robo coco carandeli casie potendelemos o shen meni poco brusito le bahata dan derio selto sacridando mano puente labonons mansum preso kitiote si clara handa hashebala moton de crito bastas. Hallelujah. 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 It seems that God has brought you to a place and things are more quiet maybe than you're used to as far as what's going on around you in the spirit. And your activity is at maybe you would judge yourself at like a lower level than you've seen yourself in the past. And the Lord says that he's brought you into this place for a reason, because it's time for, he's going to reorder some things in your life. And he's going to bring some things back and restore some things, even from your youth. In him, and some things that you have walked in the past and you've wondered, you know, well, are we just done with that? Are those days over? And the Lord would say, no, they're not over. But what you've had up to now has just been for training. Okay? And you maybe thought you were like really in the real stuff. That was just the training wheels stuff. That make sense to you? Yeah. And so the training wheels are coming off, and He's built you to a place where you know who your supporter is. And, you know, you're ready to, if he says, get out of the boat, you don't even think about it. You're just ready to step out, you see, because your faith is at that place. Before, you like to know who was with you when you stepped out, and you like to have, well, you know, how's this going to... But see, you're ready to step out even without knowing any of the answers. And that's not been a cheap path for you to walk. And you've had some disappointments and some crushing defeats, and you've had some people that you leaned on that really didn't come through the way that they said they were going to come through, and it's left you just kind of like, okay, you know, what's this all about? But God's brought you to realize that he is the only one you can lean on and trust. And because you're not looking anymore to those people and trusting in them, he's going to give people back to you. And you're going to have support. You're going to have the things that you need to accomplish what you need, because he never means for us to do it all on our own. And you know that too. You've always longed for a team, and there's some relationships that you've longed to have, because you've been in a place where you didn't have them, and you missed it, and you knew you needed it, but it wasn't there. But God says he's bringing relationships into your life and linkages that are very rich and powerful. You know, we have these airplanes in our fleet, you know, as the United States Air Force. They're tankers, and they fly up, and when the jet planes are out there, they have a limited range, and they can just fly in, hook up, and refuel without ever landing. And so I see God supplying you with those kind of situations where you're going to be able to refuel. I mean, these things are there for you. Amen. I mean, God is building something around you, and you're going to accomplish the very reason and purpose that you felt you were birthed for. So God bless you both. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Bless you. All right, Brother Andrew, you sit right down here. And yeah, amen. I thought for a minute he was going to take both seats. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Andrew and Simon, Lord. We just pray the blessing of God upon them right now, Lord, that your word would be powerful, directive, corrective, whatever it needs, Lord. We don't care. We just want to hear from you. Andrew, the Lord says that you would like to know what tomorrow holds, but there was a day when you just said, Lord, I'll put one foot in front of the other, and I'll just walk with you day by day. And the Lord said, son, I've always worked with you that way, and I've never left you stranded beside the road, and you can trust me now, even in this time of your life, to lead you day by day. For, son, I've brought you to that faith, and I've created that in you, and that's who you are, and that's who I am in you, says the Lord. So, son, just be at peace and just be at rest, for there's many days yet for you to walk with me, many paths for you to walk on, many people yet to touch, says the Lord. And you'll come home to me at a time when I decide, says the Lord. For your destiny and your time of passing is in my hands, says the Lord. And I'll see you through to the very end, saith God. And I'll never desert you. I'll never leave you alone. And you know it in your heart. And sometimes you're tempted to think about it. And you say, what am I even doing thinking about that? That's not my God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Andrew. Lord, increase the anointing in our brother. Let the giftedness flow through him like a river, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless him, Lord. Yes, my brother. Love you. Yeah, love you.
Thank you for his DNA.
Thank you.
And just double and double.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Honey just begin to flow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother. Bless you. See you next time.
Yeah.
Someone else can come. We got a vacancy here. Hallelujah. There you go. What's your name, dear?
Patsy.
Patsy. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for Simeon, Lord, and his work and what he's doing, his precious family, the things you've called him to, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, a man of practicality, but a man of spirituality. A man who knows how to be spiritual in a perfectly natural way. Lord, he doesn't have to strain at it. He just understands the courses of life and the seasons and the things because you've taught him as a young man, even as a child, Lord. You've talked to him out of the land. You've talked to him out of the fields. You've talked to him out of the heavens and the rainstorms. And you've talked to him out as he's viewed the courses of life. Like David of old, he says, a shepherd boy saw you up in the heavens. And he said, Lord, you've just raised him this way, Father God. He's your son, Father God. He's your child, and you've raised him up, Lord. And his life has been the handbook, and the word came to him, and he knew it. It read him, and he read it. And Father, thank you that you've prepared him for this course of life that he's on from the time he was just but a youth, Lord. He was chosen even from his mother's womb, Father God, to fulfill this destiny, Father. He's not an afterthought. He's not plan B. And God, he's just entering into a time, Lord God, when he thinks this has been a great beginning, but this has just been setting the stage for the great beginning, Lord. There's great things ahead, Father, and I see even his preaching is going to begin to change, Lord. There's going to be a new excitement. There's going to be a new vibrancy in the things that he says, because you're showing him some things and convincing him some things. And Father, there's some supernatural breakthrough coming for him, even as he's been asking for it and praying for it, Father God. And it's like he's preaching against a wall. He's preaching against resistance, but he senses in his heart that God is going to break through, and the Lord is going to break through, and you're going to see breakthrough, and you're going to see things change. You're going to see the resistance crumble. You're going to see the fires begin to burn in the name of Jesus. Bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Patsy, Father. We bless her in Jesus' holy name. Misho korubobo sote de shitalama. Rondele mine te beche te kirite se krisondere dahasha talalababa sata. Lord, Patsy, I just sense a prophetic flow in your life. I don't think I've ever met you before, have I? I don't remember it, but I just see it. And God is something's happening today. God is just opening your eyes up in your own self to some new possibilities. And there's been some limitations that you have felt at times about yourself, and the Lord is just removing them today from you. And you're going to find your prophetic ministry is going to be much more powerful, but it's going to be much more relaxed and much more easy and much more simple, but it's going to have greater and greater impact on people's lives. And it's just some adjustments that God is making inside of you and in your arena of your faith and the arena of your understanding of your gift and your calling. And so you're moving on into a different place in God, and you're moving on into a different level of authority in God. And, you know, as the French call it gravitas, you know, your words are going to have more gravitas. And when they impact people, they're going to sense a greater weight of God's word and authority, rather, in his word. So bless you. Be released. Let me wet me whistle here. Here's the brother that tried to push me away from the cake. Tried to jump right in line in front of me. Look at the size of him. What are you going to say to a guy like that? Then he says, I'm just trying to save you from yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Kenton, okay.
Ursula.
Thank you for this dear couple, Lord. Oh, we bless them right now, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Brescia pala cori dania sang. Come on, church. Riso baba blacato reca si Christostos. Estar monien, meliboshenter machica balata. Hallelujah. 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 You know, sometimes it's good to be polite and to stand back. But what I feel in the Lord to tell you is that sometimes it's good to push in into because you have something to say. And sometimes you'll stand back and, well, you know, but sometimes you need to just push right up because you got the word. You see, you got what's needed at the moment. And if you just hang back, you know, it may not come forth, you see. And so I hear the Lord just stirring up the boldness in you. It's not about being rude, but it's about coming to the knowledge of who you are and what it is you have to give and not being apologetic about it. Because you've got what you got because God gave it to you. And he didn't give it to you for you. He gave it to you to be a benefit to others. And so push in. I hear the Lord encourage you to move forward. Be a bit more bold, a bit more assertive, because you're not the type that's going to be rude. You're not going to push people around and try to rule over people. But God wants to know that he's making a way and making a place for you, for your voices to be heard and the things that he's stirring in your heart. Because for a season, you sort of felt like you've been on like the sidelines, as it were. And, you know, you're watching things happening, but things are being stirred in your heart. And, you know, you're thinking, well, you know, that's just not right or whatever's going on. But it's kind of like you're not in a place to say or do anything about it. But the Lord says, if you'll stir yourselves up, he's going to put you in a place where you can. Okay? Fair enough? Lord, we bless them. We release them to even more. Wherever it is they're doing, wherever they are right now, I have no idea. I don't know anything about my brother and sister, but I just know that you're encouraging them to be more bold, to be more assertive over the things of God, and not be apologetic, but I just see them as being out front kind of people, not people lagging in the back of the crowd, but you're meant to be out front, leading the way, breaking the way with the word of God. Bless you. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Kay and Sue. Father, thank you for Kay and Sue, Lord. We just pray that you would bless them, dear Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, Robo Shatalaba Singde Turomatandos, Erdore Ketite Diande Brise Teshde. Hallelujah. Sue, I'm grateful for how you've been stirred by the Holy Spirit to step out and to release healings and release miracles for people. But God said he's got more for you than that. And there's a greater flow of the supernatural, a greater flow of the spiritual that he has for you. You're going to find yourself even prophesying over people and speaking the word of the Lord into their hearts. And God is going to use you even in the gift of faith. And you'll find yourself not just having faith for yourself, but instilling faith. And that gift is going to create faith. You'll walk in a room where there is no faith, and by the time you get them speaking and sharing and prophesying, faith will come to a new place that will allow people to enter in and receive the things that God has for them, because you're going to minister faith. And you won't do it by saying, we're going to talk about faith today. You're just going to do it by just talking about what God is doing and what he's been doing in your life. And you're going to just demonstrate it. You're going to do it. And this gift is just going to flow and release people. So bless you. Thank you, Father. Ilia manat pochete credo basso crasandai. Iliam rando becete Christo sacra sandele monte pushefa tum puetele socreso sandel tote este. Thank you for Sister Kay, Lord God. Ambros andiacete. I just see you, Kay, as like you're keeping a, you know, I guess you call it a diary, not the kind that you'd make dates in, but it's like a diary, like your life, and sometimes not just your own life, but other people, things that are happening. You'll write little things down, and you remember these things, and you look at them from time. Sometimes you're even led to pray into certain situations, and the Lord is just, he's just given you a real gift to be able to see things and to look at people sometimes and just see the divine possibilities that you see things in their life. I wonder if they realize this about themselves. And it's a wonderful gift that you have. And I just see God using this at times because he wants you to go to people, you see, and not just keep that in a little diary, not just keep it. In fact, sometimes he may cause you to take that little book and go to a person and say, these are the things I've been getting about you for the last 6 months or the last year, or for 10 years I've known. I keep seeing, and I always want to share this with you, and you're going to be amazed at what happens when you do, because this is the way the prophetic operates in your life. See, everybody has their own way of doing it and how they come into it in their own way, and this is the way God has brought you into it. It's not like the way other people do it, and because it isn't, you've diminished it in your own mind, and you don't think that it's as real as other people's or it's as important, and God says, no, 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 no. It's very important. It's very powerful. It's very unique. It's your unique way, and you be blessed and released. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Bless you, sis. You got the real thing. Yeah. Amen. Bless you.
Thank you, brother.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Brother Bob, Sister Helen. Thank you for this precious couple. You're a couple, right?
No.
Yeah. No. No. You. Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked because, yeah, I see. I just looked at the first name. So, yeah. I get in trouble sometimes over that, and I don't want to start any problems. Well, the man of God says we're supposed to be a couple. That's the way things happen, isn't it? Well, Father, we thank you for our brother and our sister. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Uram kasata shetele monopoto brapa papatai. Brede di ande Christo terbo cendele manapondo procutosos. Erba shebala bakaratanda karato sender noce. Ejunonomonana manapatu kuburupu kubabalahatai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bob, I don't know what you do. Are you a pastor?
No.
No? Okay. But I just saw you like a farmer.
A
you're a builder. Well, maybe that's it. Yeah, because I kept seeing all these things that were just really nice and neatly done, you know. And I was thinking, well, maybe he's a farmer. He's a good steward of what you've given him, because I could see the order and the, you know, of what you were involved in. And so that's why I was wondering, maybe you were a farmer, and your place was looking pretty good there. Maybe you missed it. Maybe you should have been. No, I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Bob the Builder. Yeah. So, someone could write a book about that or something. Hallelujah. You what? You can't fix me. There you go. And that's what I'm seeing about you, brother, is that you're a great, I guess you could, I don't know if you could use the word facilitator, but I just see you coming along beside people and really knowing how to help and not trying to take over, not trying to manipulate, but just at the right time, the right place, the right word, even the right finances now and again that God's enabled you to release. And it's been because you got this great heart for the church. You really love the church and you love the ministry. And for years you've had just a vision of the way things should be, and you do like things to be orderly, and you like things to be organized, and there's a right way to do things, and you don't like cutting corners, you know. And if you was a man that plowed the field, your rows would be straight, you know, and you wouldn't be having all these things going on, because that's just what's in your heart and your nature, because you're a man who does things as unto the Lord. You see, that's important to you at this place in your life, that you do things as unto the Lord. And I hear God just encouraging as to how pleased he is with your heart and how willing you are to be even in the background. And there, you have no desire for notoriety. You have no desire for getting credit for things. But your heart cries out, Lord, I just want to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And the Lord has got blessing for you. And I see even more prosperity coming, more opportunities. Some things are coming that you never even saw coming. You don't see them coming around the corner, but they're coming, and they're coming because of the blessing of God and because of the reputation that you've built in him. So bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Helen, we lift you up before Jesus. Shikarabaka sabratandalabahata. Dopre tiriande Christonache kalahandai. What a mighty God we serve, Lord. Thank you for Helen, Lord. Thank you for who she is, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, her prayers are powerful. Thank you, Lord, because she's learning more and more how to pray the heart of God. She's learning more and more how to hear from the Spirit of God and how to pray in line. Jesus said, when you pray according to my will, it shall be done. And you've been learning more and more and more how to pray in line with the will of God, how to pray in line with the Scriptures, how to pray in line with what the Spirit is leading. And you've learned how to release and how to have faith and how to trust. And you've learned a lot about timing of when to speak, because you've been walking with God for a while now, and he's been teaching you these things. And he's going to even use you. Others will have their eyes upon you. I see you being an example to others, and even having some hands-on training with some people that really, are hungry to pray, hungry to make a difference. And I just see you having some hands-on training. Do you ever do that? No, but you've learned some things, and you've got some things. And I would encourage you to go home and write down the things you've learned. Ask the Holy Spirit, and I see you putting some stuff down, and when you get done with it, you're going to say, wow, I could teach this, and I could share these things that I've learned. And, there'll be Bible verses in there and things that the Spirit has taught you, and you're going to say, I could use this to teach some people that really have a heart. And I believe that God will honor that, and I believe that he wants you to. So bless you. All right, amen. Yeah, amen. All right. Hey, ladies, how are you doing this morning? So it's Judy and Frida. All right. Thank you for Judy and Frida, Father God. We just ask you to bless them, Father. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you for these two dear sisters, Father, and their faithfulness. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord, my sister Frida, she's been following you faithfully for years, Father God. Even as a little girl, she had a love for you that was cultivated just as a child, Lord God. There was never a time that she doubted you were real, never a time that she thought in her heart there is no God. Lord, she's always known you were there. I just see her having conversations with you through her life, and then really the revelation and the revealing yourself to her, that moment when her heart was filled. Father God, thank you for all the things you've done, how you've brought her to this place, Father. The things that she's learned and forgotten, Father, could fill a book. And Father God, I just thank you for bringing things back to her memory, things that she learned as a young lady, Father, growing up in you, things that she was taught, but also things that the Spirit of God showed her, Father, that they may seem out of date, but they're not out of date, because the things of God are timeless, Father God. And I thank you for helping to take those lessons of righteous living and holy living and being clean before God, Father, and helping her to bring those things into our day, because our day needs those messages, Lord. Our day needs those examples, Father God, of patience and holiness and righteous living and justice and treating one another with the love of God. Use her mightily, Father, to teach these things to younger people, Lord God. And because they need those lessons. Moms and dads don't know how to be moms and dads anymore, Lord, and they need someone to show them how to love their kids and how to discipline their kids. Kids are out of control, and moms and dads are afraid to discipline. And sometimes what we need for a revival is just a good old-fashioned woodshed revival, Lord. God, because it's in your word that we discipline our children and to hold them accountable and to train them up in the way they should go, Father God. And so, Lord, I just thank you that all these things are in my sister, Father God, and she has so much to give, so much to give. Lord, send those to her that will listen in Jesus' name, that will listen to what she has to share, Father. Give her away, Father, in Jesus' name. Shumbre katayapo sopa lakatai penju monopoto marandos. Gende Christo bacete. Prayer moves mountains, doesn't it, Sister Judy? Prayer moves mountains. And you know what? I just see you as a mountain mover. And I just want to encourage you in that mighty ministry that God has given to you to move mountains and to call things into being that are not, and to see things. You're like a watchman set on a tower, and you know, you're out there looking, and sometimes you wonder, do people care when I cry out, you know, the enemy's coming or that's coming? But God says, remember what my word said, if the watchman on the wall cries out and the folks ignore, the blood is on them. But if they see it coming and don't cry out, then I require the blood at your hands. So the Lord says, you keep crying out. You keep revealing what he's showing you. That's your job. And you don't have any more responsibility beyond that. Be free and be bold. Amen. Bless you. Hallelujah. You're sweet ladies. Bless you. See ya. Well, praise God. Is there anybody that hasn't? I know some we've. All right, we got one seat left. We got one seat left here. Now there's. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, praise God. All right. Glory to God. Okay, well then, that's fine with me. Brother Roger, we lift you up before the Lord. Thank you, Father. Pour out your grace upon Roger, Father. Rimona puche kalababahata ibanya peninete giriste. Adranato chandara baba halala kata kesturudobushtata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Free in the wind, brother. Free in the wind. Do you ever ride bikes, motorcycles? Not when you were young, no? You fall off them too easy. Well, you must not have been sitting down. I just see, well, when I used to ride motorcycles, that's what it was like. It was like flying. You know, you're holding on and you're just whisking along. And there's nothing in front of you. It's like, you're like Superman, you know, until you run into a car or a telephone pole or something. But I just hear that, as I just heard that word, you know, free in the wind. And I just, God has just given you a sense of liberty in the spirit, and to just to flow and to move in him. And I just encourage you, brother, there's just to go for it. There's just a lot in you. Over the years, he's built understanding and wisdom and faith, and he's allowed you to experience the gifts of the spirit at different times. And you've seen things, but you've also experience things, and these are days in which God is stirring up your faith once again to not just to be an observer, not to be one who just recalls the good old days and the days that have been, but to stir yourself up and to realize that God hasn't changed, and that you might be a little older, but that your faith has grown and that you're still able to do these things. So bless you and be free, man. Go for it. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, ladies. They wanted to come together, and here they are. Hallelujah. Come on down. And what is your name, sis? Linda and Esther. Lord, we just thank you for Linda and Esther, and we lift them up before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, come and bring refreshing and strength and wisdom and grace into their lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Esther, it hasn't been an easy way for you, dear. And sometimes you feel as though it's been, you know, you've struggled and you felt like there's been things put in front of you to hinder you and to trip you up. But the Lord says he's brought you through all those things. And he's brought you to a place where you're going to be again to experience the grace and the mercy and the provision of Almighty God. I sense God telling you that he's put his favor upon you, that his banner over you is love. And you're going to see his hand time and again as he comes through, and you get to that place and you don't know what to do and you don't know how it's going to work out. And then all of a sudden something's going to shift inside of you, and faith is going to rise up, and you're going to say, Lord, I trust you for this. I know you know what's going on, and you're going to see God time and again move in response to your prayers because he loves you. You're his daughter, and he wants you to know that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Lord, we lift up Sister Linda to you, Lord God, that you would just bless her today. Hallelujah. Thank you for her love. Thank you for her companionship. Thank you for her concern and the power of her prayers. And Lord, she doesn't give up on her friends, Lord. She's faithful. She's faithful, Father God. And sometimes she reaches in and gives until when it's out of her own need sometimes that she's given, Father God, because, Lord, but you've always made more be there. You've always made the little extend, and you've always, when it should have only been one thing in the cupboard, there was two things, something she didn't expect to be there, Father, because you're a miraculous provider for her. You've promised years ago that you would be her husband, Lord, and that you would stand beside her, and Lord, indeed you have. And you've made her be a friend to many. Bless her. We honor her, we bless her, and we encourage her in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Praise God. Bless you both. Amen.